Best Escape Room Board Games Ranked 2026. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Exit, the game is the best escape room board game for most adults because its physical puzzles are the most inventive and most additions cost about the price of a movie ticket. The catch is permanent, you may fold, write on, cut, or destroy components, so each box is a one-session experience. Buy Unlock. Instead, when you want a resettable game to share, Deckscape when you want an app-free portable box, and Unlock. Kids for younger families, your first decision is simple. Choose Exit for tactile surprise or Unlock for replayable value. Choose Exit if your group wants the most inventive tactile evening and accepts that the box will be consumed. Choose Unlock if lending, resetting, and sharing matter more than cutting into the game. That distinction resolves most of the argument before brand loyalty enters it. We compared official rules and difficulty labels, app requirements, component destruction, hint systems, current exact product prices, independent reviews, room escape artist coverage, board game geek discussion, and long-running owner debates. The ranking also separates gentle gateways from punishing boxes, so a first-time group does not accidentally buy an expert-level wall. Imani read the room correctly, both major camps are right, they are buying different kinds of night. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is an escape room board game, and how is it different from a real escape room? An escape room board game packs the soul of a locked room experience, the searching, the code cracking, the asterisk click asterisk of a solved puzzle, into a box you open on your kitchen table. Instead of a physical room with hidden compartments, you get cards, booklets, decoder wheels, riddle decks, and sometimes a companion app that together feed you a chain of interlocking puzzles. Solve a puzzle, get a code, the code unlocks the next chunk of the story. Most run 45 to 90 minutes for one playthrough and cost an asterisk fraction of a live room. Shut up and sit down's whole pitch for the genre is the fun of escaping a real room at a fraction of the price. The community is crystal clear on the two real differences. First, scale of imagination. A box can do things a physical room can't afford. Unlock sends you to Wonderland and the asterisk Star Wars galaxy. Exit shipwrecks you on islands and seals you in Pharaoh's tombs. Second, the searching is abstracted. You're not padding down a couch, you're scanning a card illustration for a hidden symbol. Some people find that more cerebral, others miss the physicality. The thing nobody warns you about, player count is sneaky small. These games look like party games, but most puzzles are one brain at a time. Reviewers of ThinkFun's asterisk Stargazer's Manor found that with six people, each puzzle could engage at most three, leading to sporadic tedium. The genre's sweet spot is 2 to 4 people, full stop. Bring a small, tight group, 3 is the magic number and a 4th is the ceiling, not the floor. 3 is the magic number almost every reviewer lands here, 2 to 4 players is the genre's true range, and 3 is the sweet spot. With ThinkFun's Stargazer's Manor, testers found each puzzle could engage at most 3 of their 6 players, beyond 4 half your group is watching. If you've got a big crew, buy 2 copies of an exit box and race head-to-head instead. What everyone agrees the genre is across Sust, Board Game Geek, and a dozen review blogs, the consensus crystallizes. These are cooperative, single-session story puzzles where the win is the shared OHHH of a cracked code, not beating an opponent. As one couple's gaming writer put it, it's not just about winning, it's about communicating, trusting, and celebrating small victories together. Are escape room board games replayable, or do you destroy them? This is the question, the one the entire community organizes itself around, so let me give it to you straight, because the answer literally depends on which brand you buy. Exit, the game no and proudly so. You will fold cards, tear them, write on them, sometimes physically destroy components as asterisk part of the solution. Once you've played, it can't be redone, and the box has zero value once the components are destroyed. You can recycle it for DIY, that's it. Exit fans don't see this as a bug, they see a one-time experience done with total commitment. Sust, Exit is more creative, with destroying parts of the game being essential to solving puzzles. Unlock, yes, fully unlock, does not require the destruction of any game components, so you can reset the deck and replay, or more practically, gift, trade, or sell it to someone who hasn't played. Same for Deckscape, non-destructive, you just shuffle it back into the box. Same for ThinkFun's Escape the Room, which even includes repackaging instructions so you can hand it to another group. But here's the honest asterisk the community insists on, and I love them for it. Even the replayable games aren't really replayable by you. Once you know the solutions, the puzzle is dead. Given the one-off nature of escape rooms, there is very little point in replaying a scenario once it's completed. So replayable really means shareable. The true question isn't can I play it twice. You basically can't with any of them. It's after my one magical night, do I want a box I can pass on, or am I happy to recycle it? Bring a clear answer to destroyer or keeper. Write it on your hand if you have to. The destruction is the point. Actually, hot take, the exit diehards will fight you on. Tearing the card is the catharsis. Sust recommends Exit specifically if you don't care about your games being disposable or want a spectacular experience. A movie doesn't refund its runtime, an exit box doesn't refund its puzzles. buying exit and mourning the components is like ordering the souffle and being mad it collapsed. Collapsing is what it does. The play it, then gift it, move smart, move for keepers, buy unlock. Or Deckscape, play your knight, then immediately resleeve it and pass it to a friend or list it, because the solutions live in the app unlock or are sealed in a final solutions card you don't peek at. The box arrives at its next home totally fresh. One bot box can entertain three or four households in sequence, the genre's best per dollar hack. Exit versus unlock, which escape room series should I actually buy? The eternal cage match. I read Shut Up and Sit Down's full head-to-head so you don't have to, and the community has basically ratified their verdict for years now. Here's the real breakdown, Exit. The game Cosmos/Thames in Cosmos, German designed by the legendary Inca and Marcus Brand, uses riddle cards, a decoder wheel, and a clever gradual hint card deck. The cost, destruction, one and done. And the hint system, while gradual and fair, lives on physical cards you have to manage. Unlock. Space Cowboys, French-designed, card deck plus a free companion app that runs the timer, plays atmospheric music, doles out hints, and validates codes. Fully non-destructive and shareable. Huge licensed range Pandemic, Alice in Wonderland, Star Wars. The cost, you need a charged phone, and the puzzles can occasionally devolve into what everyone calls a spot-the-number exercise, scanning art for a hidden digit to punch into the app. SUSD's verdict, which I co-sign, recommend unlock, by default, replayable, shareable, streamlined, unless you don't care about disposability or you want the single most spectacular experience. In which case Exit, the reviewer was so taken with unlock, they personally committed to buying every new unlock room, but note. That same review calls unlock, sometimes lumpy and imperfect, while Exit is the more asterisk creative asterisk of the two. Translation, unlock. Is the better default, Exit is the better knight. Bring your phone charge anxiety and your feelings about tearing cardboard, those two things pick your winner. The chrono decoder counting down on a tense escape attempt. The app is a feature, not a tax unpopular with the app haters, but unlock. S app does real work. It's the timer, the soundtrack, the hint engine, and the answer checker, all in one, and it's free. The I hate needing my phone crowd is often the same crowd that brings a phone to the table anyway. If a hidden number puzzle is the price of music, atmosphere, and never managing a hint deck, the community quietly admits that's a fair trade. Buy Exit for the spectacle, unlock for the value, and unlock. Want one unforgettable evening? Exit. Want three solid nights and a box to pass on? Unlock. Which escape room board game is best for total beginners? If you've never cracked a box before, do not start with the scary one. The community has watched too many groups get their brains fried, their words repeatedly on a difficulty 4 box and never play again. Here's the gentle on-ramp everyone actually recommends. Exit, the Forgotten Island, difficulty 3-5, the most cited starter in the series. Shipwreck theme, a genuine spread of puzzle types, and it teaches you the Exit language of decoder wheels and lateral thinking. Reviewers call it on the easy side, making it a good entry point, though fair warning, a couple felt it leans intermediate asterisk, so it's a 2.5 in practice. If you want even gentler, Exit, the House of Riddles is officially rated difficulty 2 and is widely called a great jumping-in point for newbies. Any Deckscape box, genuinely the smoothest possible introduction. Reviewers say it's good for beginners getting into escape room board games, smoother than other escape room games, good challenge without being frustrating. One deck of cards, no app, no decoder, no destruction, nearly pocket-sized. It is asterisk for giving in a way Exit sometimes isn't. Unlock, S tutorial plus its easier boxes, the app holds your hand, the built-in tutorial teaches the system before you start the clock, and the hint structure is gentle. A great choice if you want training wheels that are actually asterisk fun asterisk. The one warning the whole community shouts in unison, do not begin with Exit, the Catacombs of Horror, difficulty 4.55, two-part epic. It is magnificent and it will asterisk destroy a beginner group's confidence. Earn it, bring humility in the easier box, you can always level up, but a bad first night kills the hobby. Read the difficulty number before you buy. Every Exit box prints a 1-5 difficulty rating right on the front, 1 equals novice, 5 equals expert. The community's tested ladder, start at House of Riddles 2 or Forgotten Island 3, then climb. Board game geeks running difficulty threads exist precisely because matching the number to your group is the single biggest predictor of a great night versus a frustrating one. Ignore the number at your peril. Deckscape is the no-pressure tutorial nobody talks about because Deckscape shows every clue to everyone and explains every solution. It's nearly impossible to get asterisk stuck asterisk. Reviewers note it can even be a bit easier than easy unlock. Games, that's not a knock for a first-timer, it's the whole point. What's the best escape room board game for families and kids? Genuinely my favorite category. Because the kid-focused boxes are asterisk shockingly good now, designers finally stopped shrinking adult games and started building for small hands and big imaginations. Two clear champions, split by age, unlock, kids. Detective Stories ages 6+, the family MVP, this is the one the community gushes over. No app, no reading, no math, designers stripped unlock, down to three pure interactions, combine cards to make scenes, place cardboard objects to interact, hunt for hidden numbers, three decks, six scenarios in one box, and a tutorial that teaches as you play. Room Escape Artist and others call it the perfect balance between accessible for kids and fun for adults, and that adult fun part is rare asterisk. Parents report happily letting kids take the lead. And it's non-destructive, so it survives multiple kids in sequence. The sweet spot is age 6 testers found for a little young and 10 outright bored. One real caveat from reviewers, some riddle types require overlaying slick pieces on slick cards and little hands knock them out of place, so a grown-up co-pilot helps. Bring the right box for the actual age at your table, a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old need different doors. Creeping through the building in the initiative, board mid-mission match the box to the birthday, not the brand hard-won community wisdom. Ages 5 to 7 then exit kids, jungle of riddles, sweet spot 6. Ages 6 to 10 then unlock, kids, detective stories. Ages 10 plus then think fun Stargazer's Manor or a difficulty 2 exit. Put a too hard box in front of a kid and you get tears, too easy in front of a tween, outright bored at 10 per testers and you lose them. Age matching is everything here. The finally a kid's game adults enjoy chorus the single most repeated praise for unlock, kids across reviews, few games hit this mark of being fun for adults too. Parents describe it as a real cooperative where they get to enjoy kids taking the lead and help when necessary, not a babysitting chore. That cross-generational sweet spot is exactly why it tops the family list. What's the best escape room board game for date night? Oh, I have feelings about this one, and so does the whole couples gaming corner of the internet. An escape box is a low-key spectacular date. You're forced to communicate, to trust each other's hunches, to celebrate the little wins together. As the community keeps saying, navigating a locked room together shows you aspects of your partner's personality you don't see over dinner. Find out fast whether your partner is a calm code breaker or a chaos goblin who tears the card before reading it. The pick, exit, the game, two-player. It's the most recommended date box for a reason. Two people is the genre's ideal count. And exit's 90-ish minutes of escalating, OHHH moments, is paced exactly like a great date should be. Reviewers specifically flag the secret lab, the abandoned cabin, the pharaoh's tomb, the forbidden castle. And Dead Man on the Orient Express as best with two. Just agree in advance you're a asterisk team, escape boxes have ended more, who's smarter arguments badly than I can count. The upgrade pick, Chronicles of Crime. If you're both into detective stories, this app-driven mystery with optional VR is an excellent date-night game for couples who are fans of the detective genre, more investigation than pure puzzle, more story to get lost in together. It's replayable across cases, so it's a date series asterisk, not a one-off. The two-handed deck pick, Deckscape. Tiny, travels to a coffee shop or a picnic, zero setup, no app to break the mood. Romance, but make it portable. Bring a no-quarterbacking pact, solve it together, or it's not a date, it's an exam. Friends gathered around a table racing through exit. The Forgotten Island, the two-player exit shortlist, don't pick an exit box blind for date night. Reviewers specifically name the ones that shine at two. The Secret Lab, the Abandoned Cabin, the Pharaoh's Tomb, the Forbidden Castle, and Dead Man on the Orient Express. These were paced and puzzle-divided to work without a big group, so neither of you is left twiddling thumbs while the other solves. Quarterbacking is the real relationship test, spicy but true. The failure mode of two-player escape games is one partner quarterbacking, solving everything out loud while the other watches. Deckscape is especially asterisk prone to it since all cards are visible. The fix isn't a different game, it's a rule, split the deck, each owns half the clues. A couple that can share the puzzle can share the remote. Are there escape room board games with a campaign or a real story to sink into? Yes, and if you want narrative over one-and-done puzzling, this is where the genre gets ambitious. Most boxes are a single evening, a few are whole asterisk sagas asterisk. The initiative unexpected game slash Pandasaurus, the storytelling crown. This is the one the community treats almost reverently. It's a 14-plus mission cooperative campaign, tilde 7 hours for the main story, plus stacks of one-off missions after, wrapped around an asterisk comic book you read as you go, four kids in 1994 start playing a board game and tumble into something bigger. The vibe is pure Goonies meets Jumanji. You're decoding clues to reveal secret phrases Wheel of Fortune style and reviewers throw around 10-10, the story, gameplay, and puzzles all felt satisfying on their own but also intertwined in unique ways that felt novel for a board game. For 1-4 players, ages 8+, tilde 30 to 60 min per mission. The one big asterisk the box itself shouts, you can't replay the story. It's a one-time campaign, a massive downside if you wanted to share it, a non-issue if you treat it like a great series finale. Escape Room, the game Identity Games, the gadget play. This is the one with the electronic chrono decoder, a physical 60-minute countdown timer at the center of the table that you feed code keys into. The base box has four adventures, Prison Break, Virus, Nuclear Countdown, Temple of Aztec, plus a whole library of expansion rooms. Initially dismissed as gimmicky, the decoder won reviewers over much more so than just finding a card in a deck that tells you if you pass or fail. If you want hardware drama and an expandable system, this is your line. Bring a free afternoon or seven, campaigns reward binging, but they ask for your time up front. The Initiative's quiet 1010 fan club reviewers who finish the Initiative's campaign don't hedge. If you enjoy mysteries or uncovering hidden messages, along with your tabletop games, you should definitely get it. The praise that keeps recurring is that the narrative and the puzzles reinforce each other instead of sitting side by side, rare enough in this genre that it earns the perfect scores. The Chrono Decoder is reusable, the rooms aren't key buying note for escape room. The game, the electronic decoder, is permanent hardware you keep forever, but each adventure is consumed once. So the smart path is buy the base box decoder plus four rooms, then add cheap standalone expansion rooms, Wild West Express, Redbeard's Gold, etc. over time. You're building a console and cartridges system, not buying one disposable box. Final verdict. Stop trying to crown one king, the community never could, and that's the real answer. Buy Exit, the game if you want the most inventive, surprising, and affordable single night in the genre and you're at peace with tearing the cards when the credits roll, start at difficulty 2 to 3 and climb. Buy Unlock. If you're a keeper, you want a box you can reset, share, and pass on, and you don't mind a free app and the occasional hunt the number puzzle, shut up and sit down standing default and mind too. Families with little ones go straight to Unlock. Kids, detective stories, no app, no reading, and genuinely fun for the grown-ups. Story-hungry crews who want a saga, not a session, get the Initiative and clear an afternoon. The single decision that matters more than any brand is the one I keep coming back to, destroyer or keeper. Answer that and the perfect box practically picks itself. Still deciding, take the game finder, answer seven quick questions and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. Are escape room board games replayable? Mostly no, and here's the honest nuance. Exit physically destroys components, so it's strictly one and done. Unlock, Deckscape, and ThinkFun's boxes are non-destructive, so you can reset them, but once you know the solutions, there's no real reason to resolve them. So in practice, none of them are truly replayable by you. The meaningful difference is shareability. The non-destructive ones can be gifted, traded, or sold to someone who hasn't played, while Exit can only be recycled. Exit versus Unlock. Which is better? Buy Unlock, by default, buy Exit for the better single night. Unlock, choose Exit if you want the most spectacular puzzles and don't mind disposability. Choose Unlock if you want to keep, reset, or share the box and don't mind needing your phone. What's the best escape room board game for beginners? Start with Exit, the Forgotten Island, difficulty 3-5, or Exit, the House of Riddles, difficulty 2-5 for the Exit experience, or any Deckscape box for the gentlest, most forgiving on-ramp. Unlock's built-in tutorial and app hints also make it very beginner-friendly. Whatever you do, do not start with Exit, the Catacombs of Horror, difficulty 4.55. It's brilliant, but it will demoralize a first-time group. What's the best escape room board game for date night? Exit, the game at two players, two is the genre's ideal count. Reviewers specifically recommend The Secret Lab, The Abandoned Cabin, The Pharaoh's Tomb, The Forbidden Castle, and Dead Man on the Orient Express as best with two. For couples who love detective stories, Chronicles of Crime is a great app-driven, replayable alternative. The only rule, agree to solve it together, escape boxes punish quarterbacking, where one partner solves everything out loud. What's the best escape room board game for families with kids? Unlock, kids, detective stories, ages 6+, is the family MVP, no app, no reading, no math, six scenarios in a box, non-destructive, and genuinely fun for adults too. For littler kids, 5-7, Exit Kids, Jungle of Riddles is language independent and replayable, with age 6 as the sweet spot. For ages 10+, graduating to bigger boxes, ThinkFun's Escape the Room. Mystery at the Stargazer's Manor is a gentle, repackageable gateway. Do all escape room board games need an app? Number Unlock requires a free companion app. It runs the timer, music, hints, and answer checking. But Exit, Deckscape. ThinkFun's Escape the Room, Unlock. Kids and Exit Kids are all completely app-free. Escape Room, the game uses a physical electronic chrono decoder instead of a phone app. If a no-phone night matters to you, Exit and Deckscape are your safest bets. How many players do escape room board games support? Boxes often print 1-6, but the real sweet spot is 2-4, with 3 being ideal. Because most puzzles are one brain at a time and the games are linear, larger groups leave people idle. Reviewers of ThinkFun's Stargazer's Manor found each puzzle engaged at most 3 of 6 players. For bigger crews, buy 2 copies of an Exit box and race head-to-head. How long does an escape room board game take to play? Most single-session boxes run 45-90 minutes for one playthrough, Exit and Unlock. Adventures typically land around 60-90 minutes. Campaign games are far longer. The Initiative is roughly 7 hours across 14+ missions. Exit Advent calendars are the outlier, designed as 24 daily puzzles of 5 to 10 minutes each spread over 24 days. How do the hint systems work, and what if we get stuck? Exit uses a gradual hint card deck. Each puzzle has multiple hint cards that nudge you further before the full solution, so you reveal only as much as you need. Unlock delivers hints and full solutions through its app on demand. Deckscape explains every solution clearly on the cards. The initiative and others include help references. Nobody has to stay permanently stuck. Every major series builds in a graceful show-me-more path. Which escape room board game is the hardest? Exit, The Catacombs of Horror is the series, and arguably the genre's toughest, rated 4.55 difficulty. It's a two-part epic with 14 puzzles that reviewers call fiendishly difficult and sometimes frustrating rather than fun. It's a must-play if you're already comfortable with Exit system, but it's an expert box, earn it before you open it. Exit difficulty ratings 1 to 5 are printed on every box to help you match. What's the cheapest escape room board game that's actually good? Unlock, is there an escape room game with a real ongoing story or campaign? Yes, the Initiative Unexpected Game / Pandasaurus is the standout, a 14-plus mission cooperative campaign tilde 7 hours wrapped around a comic book, frequently rated 10/10 for how its narrative and puzzles intertwine. Escape Room, the game offers an expandable system with an electronic chrono decoder and many add-on rooms. Both are story-forward, but both campaigns are one-time experiences once completed.